In a remarkable acknowledgement of his lifelong commitment to social justice and community service, R. Douglas Elliott, a prominent lawyer from Elliott Lake, has been selected as a recipient of the esteemed King Charles III Coronation Medal. This prestigious accolade, presented by Canada's Governor General, recognizes 30,000 Canadians who have made significant contributions to their communities, and Elliott's journey exemplifies the spirit of this honor. Elliott's nomination for the Coronation Medal was conferred by the Canadian AIDS Society, CAS, an organization for which he holds profound respect and admiration. He stated, "I was deeply honored to receive this recognition, particularly as the nomination came from CAS, an organization that is of great significance to me." Elliott's advocacy work began in the early 1980s, a time when the HIV/AIDS epidemic was emerging as a significant public health crisis. "I had heard about AIDS and HIV and wanted to learn more about the disease. I understood people were losing their lives," he recalls, his voice laced with emotion. His commitment to the cause has only deepened since those early days, leading him to appear before the Supreme Court of Canada multiple times and serve on the board of directors for the CAS. Elliott attributes his motivation for contributing to society to the values instilled in him by his parents. He hopes to leave behind a legacy of fairness, equality, and respect for human rights in Canada. "I would like my legacy to be that Canada is a more just society," he stated, underscoring his belief in the power of advocacy to effect change. Despite the recognition, Elliott remains acutely aware of the ongoing challenges facing the HIV/AIDS community. He expresses concern over rising HIV rates in Canada, especially among marginalized groups. Recent data from the Public Health Agency of Canada indicates that while some regions have stabilized their rates, others are experiencing an alarming uptick in new cases. "A lot of public health officials and Canadians think HIV is a thing of the past, but it isn't," he stressed, urging a renewed focus on prevention and education. Elliott is particularly concerned about the disproportionate impact of HIV on Indigenous peoples, injection drug users, and the homeless population. "Even among more educated, sophisticated young gay men, there's carelessness," he cautioned. His words serve as a reminder that, despite significant medical advancements, vigilance and awareness remain crucial in the fight against HIV/AIDS. Elliott asserted that volunteers play a crucial role in society. "Volunteering is vital to the fabric of society." He continues to serve on the board of the local Pride organization. He is also on the board of directors for CAS, as well as the board addressing the LGBT purge. He takes considerable pride in his contributions to the recognition of same-sex couples' eligibility for old age security benefits, as well as his involvement in the LGBT purge case, which culminated in a settlement of $145 million. In addition to his national work, Elliott continues to contribute locally, advising emerging leaders and young individuals on the importance of sticking to their convictions. "Be not afraid, stick to your convictions. There will be sacrifices, but it will be worth it," he counsels, encouraging the next generation of advocates to persevere in their pursuits. Elliott credits his husband, Greg Lawrence, for helping him maintain a healthy work-life balance amidst his extensive volunteer commitments. "It's important to have that support system," he noted, emphasizing the significance of personal relationships in sustaining one's drive for social change. As Elliott prepares to receive the King Charles III Coronation Medal, his journey serves as a powerful testament to the resilience of the human spirit and the impact of dedicated advocacy. From the quiet streets of Elliott Lake to the national stage, Elliott's story is one of hope, determination, and a relentless pursuit of justice. His legacy will undoubtedly inspire future generations to continue the vital work of creating a more equitable society, reminding us all that change is possible, one good deed at a time.